Mr. Magduszewski, my pleasure to be in touch and have interview with you today. We were kindly recommended by Dr. Matthias Weiler, Managing Director of Zankrime, one of our partners, so spin-offs, as great young guys that are producing for Adidas, Volvo, and other big companies very emotional videos. And we were really impressed by the video on aesthetic taste spray, which you created for them.
Thank you, Anastasia. Okay. The pleasure is mine.
So we would like to start with a general overview of your company, Adlibs Productions, in order to present it to our partners, science-based spin-off founders, who will be able to take advantage of your professional services. And could you please elaborate on the story of your company's creation, your vast experience, and the team?
Yes, okay, I will do that. I will make it short. I was born into the sports and fashion industry and got into contact with several sports brands along the way. And when I was 19, I started my own sales agency, which still exists nowadays, where we were selling sports brands to retail stores across Germany. And during that time, I already figured that I need a creative valve to be creative, and so I started organizing photo productions for a brand that I got in contact with, and so forth. And at a certain time, I think it was 2009, I had one brand that I was selling, and my brother, who is a great graphic designer, was designing the catalog for him, and I organized the photo shoot for it. And that was kind of the day where we said, okay, this we will make an agency out of it. And it was the date of birth for Adlibs. Back then it was called just Adlibs. And we started with photos, and after a while we got into film as well. I hooked up with several filmmakers, young talented guys, some more experienced guys, and we started shooting film and producing film. And now 2 years, 2 years back, we also started with virtual reality productions and development of those apps. Yeah, and the companies that we work for now, several big names like Volvo, Nike, Rockstar Energy, Signal Iduna, Adidas, and many, many more companies, especially from the sports business. That's the story in short.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Magduszewski. Very impressive names. And let's continue. And have Adlibs Productions received any honors or awards along the way?
Not official ones. So we never participated in any election or any award so far. I don't know why. Maybe because we haven't had the time for it, or didn't take it too serious, because for us, a real award is if a client is happy with the work we did and continues working with us. And we have a couple of clients such as Volvo, where we continuously working, and they give us new project to work on. So this is the award that counts the most for us.
Okay, yes, of course. Thank you for your answer. And could you please describe what is your company specialization and what services does Adlibs Productions provide? And we totally understand, and now we know who are your clients. We can look at your website, but just maybe in brief. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. So we produce high quality film, photo, and virtual reality content, as well as 2D and 3D animations and visualizations. So we can do CGI, we can either film real stuff outside or photograph real stuff, or we can design stuff on the computer so it looks like it's real, but we never made a film or we never shot a picture. We design everything on the computer. So this is, and of course we also develop apps for the virtual reality content, whether it's web-based or it's native, so you can download it from the App Store or any other store. So that's basically what we are doing, yeah.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Magduszewski. And we know that you have launched Adlibs Design Bureau. Could you please share the story of its creation and how it can be helpful to our scientific community? And I think it will be very interesting for them as well.
Yes. As I mentioned before, my brother is a great graphic designer, and a couple of years ago we still did everything under one roof or under one company, film productions, photo productions, and design. And as we got bigger clients and everything got a little bit more professional, we decided to exclude the design segment and found a new company, which is called Adlibs Design Bureau. And there we specialized into web design, into complete corporate design, packaging design, and so forth. And we just recently designed two cosmetic brands, organic, vegan, or cosmetic brands, which you find in two major retail store chains called Douglas and DM across Europe. And we will have my partners will also have an interview here, and you will. If you're interested in it, you can look a little bit deeper in their interview and get some work examples and so forth.
Okay, Mr. Magduszewski, sure. And we invite all the audience to watch and to read the interview as well. Thank you so much for answers. And we were impressed by the portfolio of works that you have presented at your webpage. As you might know, spinoff.com is totally dedicated to new science-based spin-off businesses. And we would like to point out what problem Adlibs Productions might solve and how could it be helpful for our audience.
Yeah, thank you. So I think especially spin-offs who come from a very scientific point of view maybe not get so much in contact with creative stuff such as logo design or photos or films and so forth. And I think that it's very, very crucial for any business actually that to transport their message, to transport the whole idea, the concept and so forth, that you produce visual content that backs it up. So a video that explains your product or a video that gives a certain look and feel to your product is super helpful. And with visual content, you can do that in a very, very short moment. You can give the viewer the feeling or the message that you want to send with your product in very short time. With photo, even the blink of an eye is enough to maybe transport your information. And therefore, I think we have a great team that we can where we can provide that service and help together with you. That's very important to us, that we work together and develop a concept that transports the idea of your product the best way possible, and together with filmmakers and photographers and whoever, or motion designers, we can make this concept bring to life. We can bring this to life. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Magduszewski, for such a detailed explanation. And we know that you have a global presence as you work with some international companies and clients. And we would like to hear some interesting examples of your projects, or maybe you would like to share with our audience with the links. So could you please say some words on your projects which are most memorable probably, or give us some examples?
Mm-hmm. So for instance, we've done the two last virtual reality campaigns for Volvo, where we developed a playful app for the model XC40 and for the model XC60. You find those on either go to our website and click the link, or you find it on Volvo Cars DE Switzerland and Austria, where we show the car, and it's nicely made. And also when you go to our website, you will find a making of that shows how we did it, how we produced the whole thing and so forth. We're currently working on a nice new film project for H HJC, who are the market leading company in motorcycle helmets, where we produce their new image clips in Spain. Then you can take a look, of course, to our showreel, which is very helpful in to get an idea of what we are capable of doing in a short moment. It's like a, a reel where we put different works together that we've done during the last 2 years, so you can get a good overview. Then, of course, take a look at the project we did for Hey Organic, for the cosmetic brand that the Adlibs Design Bureau designed. And we did the pictures and we did a nice image film for them. And yeah, several bike shootings we did, some other Volvo image clips we did. I would recommend you guys to follow the links you either find in this interview or to go to our website and check the stuff out you like.
Thank you, for sure. And I think our male audience will love it. Great. Thank you so much, Mr. Magdashevsky. And from your vast experience while working with small companies and big corporations, what piece of advice or maybe warnings you might give to the spin-off or startup founder in the sphere of your activity? Probably what mistakes, in some cases even fatal, should they avoid?
Yes. So I would say you never get a second chance for a first impression. So even though you are a small company and you're just at the very beginning, we believe it's crucial that you your look and feel of your product is professional. From starting with the logo, the colors you decided to take for your corporate identity, the pictures you take from your product or from your image shots you take, the film you produce. We find this pretty often with young companies that come to us and they say, hey, we already have something, and the friend who did it and so forth. Yeah, your friend may be able to hold a camera and can shoot some film. Definitely, there's many talented people out there, and there's maybe also some people out there who are able to work with Photoshop. But I think in the end, you want to maybe you have a product that may change the world and so forth, and you should. Really take the packaging of your product very serious, because that is the first impression that a potential buyer of your product sees, and that, as I said in the beginning, you never get a second chance for a first impression. I think you should try to work with professionals, and I guarantee as Adlibs that we always try to adjust to the company's budget and to find a professional solution for everybody. Yeah, so that's basically the idea.
Thank you, Mr. Magdashevsky. And here we are. We are slowly moving to the last question, which is related to the previous one. And money is a critical issue for the rising companies and spin-off and startup founders take into account and consideration all the expenses. And one of the most expected questions will be your price policy and whether they might receive a discount from you and under which terms, if so.
So as every project is super individual, we also do individual pricing. And as every client is very individual, we also adjust to that. It's always a balance between what is the approach of the client and the workload we have compared to the budget. And if it's really not, if this is not in balance, the budget's really not in balance with the workload that we will receive through this project and the approach of the client, we don't have a problem with saying this straight to the person in front of us, and but not leaving him with, you know, a bunch of rubbish, and we will always try to help the person out and find a solution for each one of them, and try to be super flexible, and to a certain point. I can't guarantee that we will always find a way together, but we will do our best to do so. Yeah.
Thank you so much, and 100% right, and great. Thank you for the interview, and from the founder and our team would like to express gratitude for the time that you have dedicated to the interview and for the provided materials. And we are pleased to have Adlibs Productions and among our partners, and happy to introduce to our wide community of spin-off and startup founders at our information investment system, who might become your prospective clients and take advantage of your professional services. And we wish you only the best and happy clients among spin-off society and globally. And we would like to say thank you, and we hope for long and mutual collaboration. Thank you.
Thank you, Anastasia. And thanks everybody for listening and to reading the interview. Be very open to receive any requests from you guys. Never hesitate. Never be too shy. Just write us an email or call us or whatever. We're open to any kind of requests.